Preface to Meditation Number 6. A Jewish Story. Rabbi Israel of Rezin. This Jewish story came my way via a bishop recently, and for me it illustrates what meditation's all about. Your one fragile word, your small phrase, your mantra is more than enough. It contains all the grace of God's presence that you need and that will, if not now then later, delight you. When the great Israel Baal Shem Tov saw misfortune threatening the Jews, it was his custom to go into a certain part of the forest to meditate. There he would light a fire, say a special prayer, and the miracle would be accomplished and the misfortune averted. Later, when his disciple, the celebrated Magid of Mezrisht, had occasion for the same reason to intercede with heaven, he would go to the same place in the forest and say, "Master of the universe, listen. I do not know how to light the fire, but I'm still able to say the prayer." And again, the miracle would be accomplished. Still later, Moshe Leib of Sassoff, in order to save his people once more, would go into the forest and say, "I do not know the prayer, but I know the place, and this must be sufficient." It was sufficient, and the miracle was accomplished. Then it fell to Israel of Rezin to overcome misfortune. Sitting in his armchair, his head in his hands, he spoke to God. "I am unable to light the fire. I do not know the prayer. I can't even find the place in the forest. All I can do is tell the story, and this must be sufficient." And it was sufficient. To set ourselves deliberately, constantly in the presence, in God, is sufficient.